Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Well, happy Tuesday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's installment of the BTN News Show. I am your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. It is the 6th of September, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in probably around 5 minutes again. There just isn't a whole heck of a lot of news. We're waiting on you, Apple. Speaking of Apple, and actually not just Apple, talking about Amazon, we're talking about Google, we're talking about Microsoft, all for one and one for all, at least when it comes to a gag order for the tech industry in the U.S. Yeah, that's right, Microsoft is not going to be alone in its lawsuit fighting gag orders for data requests. Because of the companies I just mentioned, yeah, they're all on board with Microsoft too. Funny enough though, it's not just the tech industry that's contributing to gaining up on the U.S. government. You have the Electronic Frontier Foundation and, most left field, Fox News. Even beyond that, 5 former Department of Justices and FBI officials are also supporting Microsoft in this move. Now, if you're completely lost, this all has to do with Microsoft's case against the U.S. government over the Electronic Communications Privacy Act, which basically lets officials bar companies from telling customers when officials want their info. Now, the bigger question, will all this gaining up of all these people and companies work? Probably not. Well, if you haven't jumped on board the Apple Music bandwagon yet, well, now it's a little bit cheaper. That is, if you're willing to give all your money at once. Yes, that's because Apple has launched a new 12-month Apple Music subscription gift card for only, get this, $99. Basically, it gives you an 18% discount, and it gets it down to about $8.25 a month. Now, unfortunately, this is only available through that little gift card, yeah, and we all know where those gift cards are at, Apple stores. But we also know how gift cards go at Apple stores, too. A lot of times we get there, I'm sorry. We don't have that in stock. So you might want to call your local Apple store before heading down there. Unfortunately, no online sale yet of this card. Hopefully that'll change after the iPhone 7 launches here in a few days. 24-hour news is everywhere nowadays, isn't it? You can just sit there and flip and flip and flip and flip, and it's just news that just irritates you, doesn't it? So if you're one of those people that's not fond of CNN and don't feel that Fox News is always fair and balanced, you might want to give Anonymous News a try. Yeah, that's right, Anonymous. I'm talking about that hacktivist group. It's going to have its own weekly news show. And Anonymous says they will provide a balanced establishment media providing unregulated investigative news that's not been molded to corporate or government interests. Anonymous went on to say they intend to do their part in helping to awaken the masses and return the people's voice. So how do you watch the news, you're asking? Well, it'll be available via YouTube. And finally, another short show today. This one is kind of cool and very creepy at the same time. Lasers, yeah, they're cool, isn't it? Human blood. How about you combine the two? What? Apparently, the University of Michigan researchers had a lot of time on their hands and apparently a lot of blood, too. Because they have developed a medical observation laser where human blood is the key ingredient. Yeah. What happened? The team shined a laser into a small cavity full of dye-infused blood. Then they discovered they could process the laser's light according to their needs. Oh, yay, fun. They also could amplify the light to exaggerate small changes in cell activity. Now, nerds, I know what you're thinking out there. This isn't the first time this has been done. Harvard did this way back in 2011 with proteins and kidney tissue. But unlike that discovery, this latest breakthrough could actually particularly help doctors. According to the researchers in Michigan, it might do a better job at tracking changes in cells or bodily tissues. Blood lasers, yeah. Wonder what's next? Blood lightsabers? Hey, there's an idea, Mr. Lucas. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, you know that place already. Get on over there, check out all the great BTN shows, and get subscribed to all of them, too. You can also find the British Tech Network on Facebook at British Tech Network. You can follow us on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. But the best thing you need to be doing is hanging out with our BTN community in our Slack room. That's at BritishTech.slack.com. The new show will be returning for your hump day installment. Getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours, but until then, all this talk of blood is about ready to make me faint. Before I do, just want to say have a great day, and thank you very much for listening.